March 15th. And first.
And here in D.C., President Joe Biden details his plan to address the COVID-19 pandemic, which he calls a wartime undertaking.
We will get through this. We will defeat this pandemic.
Meantime, D.C.'s mayor says demand for vaccines is overwhelming.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, happening now at the White House.
Today, I am unveiling a national strategy on COVID-19.
President Joe Biden is unveiling his plan to fight the coronavirus with a slate of executive orders.
Our national strategy is comprehensive. It's based on science, not politics. It's based on truth, not denial. And it's detailed.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe with more on the administration's plans and just what will get signed shortly.
President Biden's new nationwide COVID strategy includes getting 100 million vaccines into the arms of Americans by the end of April and safely reopening schools in the next 100 days. The Biden administration plans to set up vaccine centers at stadiums and community centers and to deploy federal personnel to help administer shots.
Encouraging news about treatment for the virus for those in nursing homes. Correspondent Jim Krasula.
Drug maker Eli Lilly says its COVID-19 antibody drug can prevent illness among residents and staff of nursing homes and other long-term care facilities. Those who received the medication had up to a nearly 60% lower risk of getting coronavirus. There was up to an 80% reduction in risk among nursing home residents.
A grilling for Pete Buttigieg, Mr. Biden's pick to lead the Department of Transportation.
A self-proclaimed train and plane enthusiast, Buttigieg pledged to also rebuild America's roads and highways. Utah Republican Mike Lee.
Could that include possibly increasing the gasoline tax?
Well, it's possible. Certainly many states have taken that step.
Illinois Democrat Tammy Duckworth called on Buttigieg to consider the transportation needs of disabled Americans.
I strongly urge you to expand your senior leadership team to include a dedicated advisor with experience and expertise on accessibility and universal design.
Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
On the House floor today, the clerk announcing it received a message from the Senate saying it is ready to receive impeachment managers for the impeachment trial of former President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We had to wait for the Senate to be in session. They've now informed us they're ready to receive. The question is, other questions about how a trial will proceed, but we are ready.
On the streets of Washington, D.C., businesses are pulling down the wooden boards that had been up for protection in case of inauguration violence. The National Guard is also set to start sending troops home. Everything is up on Wall Street right now. The Dow is up by 40 points, NASDAQ up 87, S&P up 7. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Every score change during Super Bowl 55, someone wins $50,000 in the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. See rules and enter for free at rocketmortgagesquares.com.
3:03 on WTOP on this January 21st, 2021. We have sunny skies. It's a bit breezy. 51 in Washington. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Hillary Howard, and we begin with breaking news. There is a deadline in Maryland about getting your kids back to school, and it comes from Governor Larry Hogan.
Today, we are urgently calling on all county school systems to immediately make every effort to return to hybrid in-person instruction no later than March 1. If not sooner.
He says the State Board of Education has approved reopening plans for all 24 school systems and that science supports a return to in-person learning.
If a school systems do not immediately begin a good faith effort to return to the classrooms, we will explore every legal avenue at our disposal.
We will continue bringing details from Governor Hogan's speech. Keep it here on WTOP all afternoon.
Meantime, earlier today, D.C.'s mayor said the district is working to get more vaccines into the arms of residents. And she says that as with much of the nation, demand has overwhelmed the supply.
The numbers make it clear that we're getting the doses out. Our systems to get them are working. But we simply don't have enough vaccine to meet the demand in our city.
Now, from now on, vaccination appointments will be released to eligible residents every Thursday morning to priority zip codes. D.C. posted more than 2,200 openings this morning. Those were booked up within minutes. Citywide appointments will be released every Friday, and 740 more will be made available tomorrow morning in D.C. for those 65 and older and for healthcare workers. Bowser says that beginning next week, D.C. police, as well as teachers and school staffers, will be eligible for vaccinations. You can find out more on local vaccination efforts at WTOP.com.
Meantime, D.C. restaurants can start indoor dining at 25% capacity beginning tomorrow morning. Other measures are still in effect, though. Museums and libraries still closed. Reservations to swim in D.C. city pools are also still required. But the number of new cases remains high in the district. Over 200 were reported over the last 24 hours.
The other big local story we're following today is a return to relative normal around D.C. following yesterday's inauguration. Metro has reopened seven more stations that had been closed because of security concerns. These are Archives, Arlington Cemetery, Capitol South, Federal Center Southwest, Federal Triangle, Judiciary Square, and Smithsonian. Earlier, Gallery Place and Union Station reopened as well. Bridges heading into D.C. are all open again today. Full list of all of that stuff on WTOP.com.
306. Almost 3 years after a woman and her adult son were shot to death in a quiet Loudoun County neighborhood. A trial is underway for the accused man.
Loudoun County prosecutors say Brian Welsh's life was spiraling out of control. He was financially desperate and just lost his job. They say that he was in the Aldi home of his friend and drug dealer, Rishi Manwani. Prosecutors say jurors will hear Welsh admit to seeing Manwani with $3,000 in his wallet. They say he shot him and took the money. The defense says prosecutors' evidence doesn't prove that. Welsh's lawyers told jurors the bullets recovered from the Manwani's bodies don't match his client's gun. In Leesburg, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Stay with us here on WTOP. President Biden right now is signing executive orders that implements his COVID plan, the plan to fight the coronavirus. We'll have details as we go through the hour. 307.
Artilis provides comprehensive services to help defense contractors meet NIST 800-171 requirements at a fraction of what it would cost to do it themselves. The DOD has issued an interim rule change requiring new assessments, which will go into effect November 30th. We offer multiple options to help customers prepare, including a free one-day review of your organization's cybersecurity program. Sessions are filling up. Learn more at ardalyst.com/NIST, ardalyst.com/NIST.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding Corp is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.5 with a 2.51.